The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles rejoined Jesus and told him all they had done and taught. Then he said to them, "You must come away to some lonely place all by yourselves and rest for a while." For there were so many coming and going that the apostles had no time even to eat. So they went off in a boat to a lonely place where they could be by themselves. But people saw them going, and many could guess where. And from every town, they all hurried to the place on foot and reached it before them. So as he stepped ashore, he saw a large crowd, and he took pity on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. He set himself to teach them at some length. The Gospel of the Lord. It's an appropriate gospel at holiday time. I know the holiday season extends, but obviously as schools close or are about to do so for the summer, then holidays very much in their great welcome to our holiday visitors. In the gospel, it's more a bit of a day off that Jesus is asking, a short break that he knows that they need. The apostles are just back from the mission that we'd heard in last week's gospel Jesus has sent them out on. And they'd preached repentance, they'd cast out devils, they'd anointed many sick and cured them, and they're back over the moon with excitement about all that's thrilled them and the success and all they'd done and taught. But what we gather is it was so hectic for them, they'd not enough time to eat. Well, tell me about it. Sometimes I can hear you all saying, we agree to, life can be like that. And that's when Jesus comes. He takes pity on them. And so he says to them, come, some lonely place, rest a while, take a deeper look at your experiences. And that's something we all need on a regular basis, which is why the working week is arranged for a weekend break. Of course, we never get that. And of course, that can be extended into holiday time. Everyone needs that time to be away, for a change, break from routine, just to be. And that constant erosion that society today marks on us, that rhythm of life being so broken in many ways, is not good for humanity. Sister Wendy Beckett remarked that this is probably the first age in which there's been very little silence unless it's sought for. Now, nearly everybody can live their whole life being entertained. And she says that's very dangerous because it means you're never in contact, she says, except at night with what you are. But what you know is in the night, emails come in, phones go, and the radio or the television can be on all the time. So that 24/7, as they say, that constant entertainment makes a huge difference. Why else have the railways had to provide in their sort of trains the quiet zone? And of course, at the moment, as far as I know, there's only one carriage. If you're getting on in Penzance, you're all right, because it's the terminus. But if you're getting on halfway through, sometimes the quiet carriage is actually full, which is an expression that actually we do need that sense of getting away. And of course, busy people always need to recognize that if they don't voluntarily come apart, then soon they will involuntarily fall apart or be torn apart. We all need that regular rhythm of, work and play and rest. And it seems to be that as life can become more busy, that we need more and more to find it. But to find it seems to be harder. The computer age was supposed to make life easier, but has it? Just a question. So we're going to have to say, I'm going to have a period in which I can be silent, because God is found in the silent places. Be still and know that I am God. It was Jesus that got up regularly, very early, when it was still dark, and went to be with the Father in peace. Part of our holiday time can be that. I know with children it's not always easy, but just to be able to go for a walk somewhere on maybe the coastal path or across the moors or wherever we are around here, maybe, of course, on the beach. Our beaches are sort of tend to be fairly small. When I'm in Poole, I'm always amazed because we've got about 7 or 8 miles of beaches. Every time there's a car park, the beaches are full. And then you walk on a few yards, and there's hardly anybody there. And there they are, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60, or 100 more packed into the little bit by the pier. And a few yards on, nobody's moved. Strange. Because we need that peace. Because that's where the Lord can be. And you could even find the off button on your constant entertainment and switch it off. But part of that rhythm is also coming here. The Lord says, you need to come apart. It's why we step apart, just for an hour, once in the week. And part of every Mass should always have a moment of repose. That's why there can be a few seconds silence. Sometimes we sit after communion, some silence there, just for us to take in and know who the Lord is. Jesus' invitation to rest a while, restore our energy. Near restful waters he leads me to revive my drooping spirit. But what we find also is exactly what Jesus found. Our best laid plans can often go astray. So in a way it's comforting to find Jesus had the same problem, because he says, come away and part for yourselves. And as soon as they get to the shore, there's a huge crowd. Jesus again takes pity on them. He doesn't fly into rage and send them all away because I came here for the peace and quiet. Get yourself off. He doesn't. He feels sorry for them, and he sort of teaches them, he says, at length, so they could sit down, they could rest, and they could listen to the Lord speaking. Anybody engaged in Christian apostolate today recognizes the pressure, the phone calls, the emails, the iPad, the doorbells, meetings beyond number, one-to-one contacts. Bishop Mark is very aware of the pressure on his clergy, as indeed on himself. But that's equally true in many professions as well. You think of teaching, you think of health services, you think of emergency services, maybe where you work, I don't know. The list is endless. The 24/7 mentality doesn't help. And that's where Jesus comes back in. He sees the needs of the people. Divine compassion responds to human need, and he guides me along the right path. He's true to his name. He's the good shepherd. His pity and compassion on us and teaches us aright. In the second reading, it says, he has brought us peace. So let part of your holiday time, part of today's Sunday, just be some peace, some calm, some quiet, some time with the Lord, who allows us to be who we truly are, because he made us, we belong to him. What a blessing he is to us.